Quote, a country with 81% of the population Negroes, the expenditure per white pupil was $270.69 against $21.36 for Negroes. One school district in a Delta County with 11,000 whites and 19,000 Negroes, expenditures per white pupil were shown at $464.49 and only $13.71 for Negroes, unquote. This is the reality that American students face in the year 1954, according to the address of Mr. Kenneth Toler at the 8th Annual Education Conference. From the start, African American students face inequality in educational opportunities and funding, as well as the degradations of living in a segregated societal system. While conducting oral history interviews in Coahoma County, Mississippi, in the Delta region, seven students from Dickinson College's Black Liberation Mosaic program encountered many narrators who spoke about their lives in the pre- and post-Jim Crow South. They shared their views on current race and economic relations in Mississippi and spoke of the history of poverty and its prevalence in the Black communities in the Delta region. With the rise in President Lyndon Johnson's war on poverty in 1964, economically disenfranchised individuals finally saw a light at the end of the dark, oppressive tunnel that was poverty. Mayo Wilson, a native Southerner and the director of Coahoma Opportunities Incorporated, an organization that works within the community to further the war on poverty, speaks on the many different programs.
We had an adult education component that was designed to take especially rural people that were becoming a part of a transition and get them prepared a little bit better than they had been by educating them to at least a high school level so they could, you know, a different kind of workforce from the farming workforce that they had been involved in. We had programs for youth, Neighborhood Youth Corps. We had Job Corps programs that were designed to help people find jobs and get involved in employment where they were being displaced from farming. We had a legal aid component that was designed to help people with basic legal concerns and problems. And we had a credit union that people could begin to put some monies in.
Head Start was the major focus of the research conducted in Mississippi by the Dickinson College students. The Head Start program has contributed to the economic development of the poor communities, especially within the South. While conducting research in the archives of the University of Mississippi in Oxford, Tiffany Mane and Flosha Tejada discovered a document which states the main objectives of the Institute of Community Services. To provide Head Start opportunities for every eligible child. To provide training for the poverty-stricken people. To involve parents of the children enrolled in the Head Start program in planning for their children, to aid in changing attitudes in the social behavior, to mobilize all community resources by cooperating with individuals and by coordinating the activities of the Head Start agency with all other agencies within the area, to manage and operate an efficient program. The current president, George W. Bush, as well as the president-elect, Barack Obama, have backed this economic and educational development program, which has been in existence for over 40 years. On the official White House website, President Bush is quoted as saying, "Today, I signed into law the, quote, Improving Head Start for School Readiness Act of 2007, unquote, a bill to reauthorize Head Start. Over the past 40 years, Head Start has provided comprehensive child development services to more than 20 million low-income children and their families to promote school readiness. Because of the national reporting system, we know that more Head Start programs are helping children gain early reading and math skills." On Barack Obama's campaign site, he states his plan for early childhood education. Quote, 0-5 plan. The Obama-Biden comprehensive 0-5 plan will provide critical support to young children and their parents. Unlike other early childhood education plans, the Obama-Biden plan places key emphasis at early care and education for infants, which is essential for children to be ready to enter kindergarten. Obama and Biden will create early learning challenge grants to promote state 0-5 efforts and help states move toward voluntary universal preschool. Expand early Head Start and Head Start. Obama and Biden will quadruple early Head Start, increase Head Start funding, and improve quality for both. Affordable, high-quality child care. Obama and Biden will also provide affordable and high-quality child care to ease the burden on working families.
The war on poverty in the United States was similar to South Africa's approach to ending inequality through their Black community programs. Black community programs were targeted specifically for the Black African community and their psychological emancipation, as well as their development of economic freedom. In the United States, however, the war on poverty was never fully targeted to the African American community, but to the poor. Unfortunately, due to years of segregation, limited opportunities, and slavery, the majority of the poor communities in the United States and those participating in programs like Head Start were, and to a large extent still are, people of color. The United States has a long legacy of segregation, especially within the public school system. As stated earlier, Black schools received inadequate funding in education compared to the white counterparts. Inequality in education, skills, and resources led to African Americans not being able to climb the social and economic ladders as quickly as whites, and led to massive economic inequality.
Public school segregation was officially declared unconstitutional in 1954 through the Supreme Court decision Brown v. Topeka Board of Education. This was the very beginning to the struggle for educational equality within the United States. However, in the South, the struggle continued even within higher education. At the University of Mississippi, for example, James Meredith was enrolled as the first African-American student in 1962. He was physically assaulted and threatened with death, and the National Forces protection was required. He was a brave individual who opened the doors to quality higher education for all. One of the people whose life was influenced by the integration of higher education was Brenda Luckett, who attended the University of Mississippi, commonly referred to as Old Miss, during her undergraduate career. Miss Luckett talks about her experience at Old Miss with nostalgia, yet she does not hesitate to point out the difficulties she and other African American students were presented with while attending the university.
Most of the people that I knew were Blacks that were over there, and that was maybe about 15 or 20 in the whole dorm, but at least I knew them so I could, you know, work with them. I saw prejudice in my first class, the first speech and language class I took. My professor told me, and another girl that was in there with me, that this was a white man's field. And if we planned to get a degree in communicative disorders, then we'd have to be twice as good and work twice as hard. And the girl that was with me was offended. I wasn't, because my mom had always told me that. You know, when you're going to do something, if you're up against somebody white, you got to be twice as good. Mm-hmm. You got to work twice as hard. That was just something that we were taught.
Brenda Luckett has an extensive career in the education field and is currently a special education teacher at the George H. Oliver Elementary School. She speaks about some of the difficulties her students face, including segregation. Although segregation is illegal, she states that it is still a reality within her community and others in Mississippi. She says,
"The way it started out, we were never really equal, because the whites pulled out of the situation instead of trying to stay in and work it. So now we still have the problem of the majority of the schools are Black, and the whites went to the academies or moved out into the county area and into one section so that they would all end up going to one particular school, which still separates. So I don't think it's been. We haven't integrated. Mm. We really haven't integrated. We just moved around. You know, we just shuffled
Brenda Luckett feels that one of the things that needs to be improved is the segregation that is so present within the education system today. She says one of the ways in which to end the cycle of poverty that is present within the Black community is to attract more white students to Black schools, because white students bring the money with them.
I think all we need to do is to be able to expose our children to other cultures. Now, we're going to have magnet schools start next year, and I'm so excited. Oh, wow. I'm so excited about it. Although I know it'll be a long time before we get some whites in it, but this is going to be the performing arts school. So that gives them an opportunity for them to come. We got a new superintendent. He's really trying to, you know, integrate it and you know, teach to their strengths.
There are still many economic and educational issues that need to be addressed within Cahoma County. Charles Butler, a counselor at Cahoma Community College, thinks that improving higher education and resources available to students, specifically at the community college where many of the youth in Clarksdale and other surrounding areas attend, will help the young community become economically mobile.
Mayor Wilson believes that Cahoma Opportunities Incorporated and all of the services they provide will make an impact on the community, especially through giving economically disadvantaged children an early start in education through the Head Start program. He believes they can address many of the root causes of poverty through the programs that were initially started through the War on Poverty. Although there is still much to be done, the Delta region, specifically Cahoma County, has seen much improvement within the last 40 years. With the help of community leaders such as Mayor Wilson and Charles Butler, and dedicated educators like Brenda Luckett, along with future early childhood educational policy in the United States, there is no doubt that there will be a huge advancement within the Delta region and the United States as a whole. But only the next 40 years will tell.